In our parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkar Hashem Elokei Aruchas Kluchabasar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the God of the entire world, Ishel Aida, should appoint somebody to lead Kla Yisrael, Ashiyetze Lefnei Vashiyav Lefnehem, that will lead them, Ashiyetzeim Vashiveim, Vlesi Adas Hashem Kitzoyin Hashem Lehem Roya. Rav Shlomo Nachman Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva Tarvadas, says that the Medrash in Yalkut Shmoni on this pasuk says, "Kol Am Osel Yeshua Bima." The entire nation, after Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua as a successor, made a platform. Vali Yeshua, and Yeshua went up on that platform. Opasach for Amo Ubirech Birchas HaTorah. He got up and said the Birchas HaTorah. What does this Medrash mean? So Rav Shlomo Zatzal explains that what the Medrash is trying to teach us is that as Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua to this very important position, the people wanted to show great honor to Yeshua. And they made a platform, a stage, where he's going to stand. And what Yeshua responded is that my place in leading Klal Yisrael is not for my own honor, not for my own glory. But what is important is that I should make a Birchas HaTorah. It's my tafkid, it's my position to lead Klal Yisrael with Torah. He speaks there that the position of leadership is not to be involved with politics and not to be involved with different parties, just to teach and live unadulterated Torah. And the many Mefarshim ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the word Elokei Aruchos? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the word B'chabasar? Such an interesting title that we don't normally find in the Torah. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu here choose to use these words? Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael should always have those type of leaders. Elokei Aruchos L'Chabasar, there are future generations that at this point, they're no more than a ruach. But one day they will be L'Chabasar. One day they will emerge, those generations. And I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in all generations, they should have that type of leadership. The pasuk says, V'hi b'shurin melech. And it's interesting that when the pasuk speaks about the king, about the leader of Klal Yisrael, the pasuk uses the words V'hi b'shurin. Yishurin means to look. What does it mean to look? So many Mefarshim explain that, of course, a person who's a position of leadership is a person who's constantly under scrutiny. Whatever he does, wherever he goes, people notice him, pay attention to him, and observe him, and unfortunately could criticize him as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Davihi b'shurin melech, a king has to be in a place that be yeshurin. Whenever people look at him, then he should be in a place that everybody will say only positive things about him and only notice positive things about him. Because if not, if he will open himself to act in a way that could be considered inappropriate, then Klal Yisrael will be left. V'loitia adas Hashem ketzoyin Hashem lehem roya. Klal Yisrael could be left without leadership. Only if the leader is above reproach can a Klal Yisrael be successful. But the Arugas Habaisim, taking this point a draft further, the Gemara says that Masechet Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis. The pasuk says, the pasuk said that she was able to identify that you are a holy person. Ask the Gemara, no yada. From where did she know? So the Arugas Habaisim explains because the Oivra Aleinu, the Pasuk itself answers, Oivra Aleinu Tamid, that every time we have an encounter with this person, we feel the Kedusha. We see the Kedusha, and not only that, it leaves a lasting impression upon us. And that's what the leader of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, was saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that we have to have leadership that is committed to the proper ideals, has to be a leadership of above reproach, has to be a leadership that every time we see him, we learn from him, we only have positive experience, and that experience leaves a lasting and leaves a lasting impression upon us. But with that all, it's interesting that this pasuk that speaks about leadership of Klal Yisrael is also in the parasha of Pinchas, who of course exemplifies proper leadership. And the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha says, Pinchas ben Elazar heshev es chamasi me'al b'nei Yisrael, b'kana es kanasi b'soicham. And I saw the Mefarshim ask, what does the word b'soicham amongst them mean? It comes to teach us that even when Pinchas, who was so much greater than the rest of Klal Yisrael and was in such a serious leadership position, he never stopped being b'toicham. He never stopped being involved, being part of Klal Yisrael, not separating himself. The Medrash, indeed, on this pasuk of Yidav Moshe Hashem Lemar, Yifkar Hashem Alakei Ruchus Chabasa Isha Le'eda, says, Kol Mi Shemavachis Tzarchit Tzibur, somebody who's leader, in a position of leadership, says, what does the pasuk say? Says, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for leadership, and I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Noi Tzeteinu Yoichel Piriyai. Somebody who eats the Te'ena will have the fruit. And the Medrash continues, Lama Nimshala Torah Keteina, why is the Torah compared to a fig? Shirai Ve'lanas, if we talk about all the other trees, Hazayas, the olive tree, Vagefen, the grapevine, Vatamara, and the dates, Nilkatum Kechad, the fruit of the entire tree ripen at one time. Vata'ena Nelkas Ma'at Ma'at. The Ta'ena is collected one at a time. Different fruits ripen at different times. Kacha Torah Hayom Loimet Ma'at Ulamach Abe. Today a little and tomorrow more. You can't learn all of the Torah just in 1 year or in 2 years. What is the Medrash teaching us? The Medrash is teaching us that leadership requires consistency. Leadership requires that year after year, that shouldn't let up. Not only shouldn't it let up, it should constantly grow. And that in every year and every time, the leader has to think about what is appropriate for leadership and what are the right decisions at that time. And that requires constant recognition that a leader is an Eved Hashem. And at all times, as Rav Shlomo Hyman said, he has to be making Birchas HaTorah. What is he doing to promote Torah? Promote learning of Torah? To promote the ideals of Torah? And that's a constant thing. It's like the Taina. It's not a one-time event. It's a constant event. And Chazal teach us, Kol asam archoisa ba'olam hazeh, zoich v'ray v'shuasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's always thinking about what's the right thing to do. Not just one moment, but every day is another, and every situation, or another opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem, to raise the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. If that's the way we live our lives, then we will be zoicha. Roya Bishwasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be zeichet to see a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of us from Heir B'Yameinu.